So each values level that we've talked about here is and was cutting edge at the time when it was developed. Now, I think it's important, as we talk about these values levels, to avoid saying this person's problem is that they're a values level 3. And rather, it would be much better to say in a corporate environment, for example. Like, here's an example now. Let's give you an example. Let's say we have a salesperson who's a values level 3. How would that be? Good or bad? Values level 3 salesperson, good or bad? Bad? Good?
Very successful salesperson.
Will a values level 3 be successful at selling? Yes.
Absolutely.
However, buy or die? Okay, you buy. You live.
However, they won't get too much repeat business.
Repeat business is a bit of a problem. Because the clients will call up and go, listen, I just bought that damn thing and I was pushed on beyond my belief.
I didn't even want to buy it.
That's also values level 3. So, but rather than saying this is wrong thinking or this person's problem is they're a values level 3, better to say we're having an issue with values level 3 thinking. The problem is we need more values level 5 thinking along with this kind of selling. In a corporation, you'd say that. Because values level 5 is a win-win situation. Values level 5 will actually step away from the sale if it's not a win for both people. A 3 won't care.
A 5 can step away.
Can step away.
For a 7, absolutely a 7 will step away.
7 will always step away.
If it's not a win-win. A 5 can step away, but not necessarily. And a 3 will never step away from a sale. Will make a sale no matter what.
So these are our perspectives of the process and what we're talking about. You see, a values level 3 in a corporate environment or even in a personal interpersonal environment, a values level 3 can learn how to think more 5-ish. It's possible for people to do that with training. It's absolutely possible for people to do that with training. And remember again that every value system is useful. It's a matter of figuring out what value. Well, first of all, you got to figure out what the environment's doing and what values level would be useful inside that environment. Remember the environmental conditions, everything around the cup. Every values level is useful. It depends on the environment. Now, there may be environments where certain values levels aren't useful. How about a values level 6 as your sales manager? How's that going to go?
It's not going to work out.
And we had an interesting situation.
It's not going to go anywhere, actually.
It's not going to go anywhere. And we had an interesting situation. We saw this guy for therapy. And we asked him, and he was a lawyer. And we asked him, what's your highest value in your law firm?
And the presenting problem was that the law firm didn't go anywhere, didn't make any money, was almost bankrupt.
And we said, what's your highest value in your law firm? And he says, love.
Which is a very nice value.
Which is a beautiful value.
But it's misplaced, first of all.
What values level is that? 6.
6.
6 is love everybody who loves everybody. They hate anybody that doesn't love everybody, but they love everybody who loves everybody. Now, values level 6, they're all into hugs. Now, here's a lawyer. He walks up against the defense attorney. He goes, okay, man, give me a hug. Let's sit down and talk about
Maybe
it.
Maybe we'll get somewhere. And if not, we'll talk some more.
Now, do you want a lawyer like that? What kind of lawyer do you want? 3, you want a shark.
A shark.
You want a guy that looks like this. You want a bottom-feeding shark. No. I mean, when you hire a lawyer, do you want a lawyer who's going to be very nice? Huh? No, you do.
You want a lawyer that's going to win the case for you.
So the first thing you got to do is you got to find out what values level system the person's operating, and you got to ask yourself what occupies this person's top level of consciousness. For example, at values level 6, the top level of consciousness is relationship. So every human brain has the full repertoire of values levels in it. Anybody potentially who's human, and we're not sure of some of you guys, but I'm kidding, that's a joke. Anyway, everybody who's human has the full potential to act out this particular values level and to transition to go to each values level, but not everyone does. Some people get stuck at certain values levels. Some people get what we call arrested.
People in communism, for instance, lived all their life in the system, and the system was like this. I work for the state, and when I reach the pension age, I will be given a plaque.
A plaque?
Yeah.
And you worked for the state the whole time, and they gave you a plaque?
With thanks.
Can I see it?
Which I put it on the wall.
Oh, I want to see it.
And after that, I'll get a pension every month from the state.
A pension?
And the state will take care of me.
They'll take care of me.
As a reward for my good work.
Now, in Romania, what happened was the communist system disappeared.
In 89.
In 1989. So all the people who had a plaque on their wall and who were living on their retirement income suddenly had no money.
And all the people who were hoping for the plaque and the retirement pension.
If I wait till next year, then I get my plaque and my pension. There wasn't any. Interesting.
And I remained suspended in midair and with nothing to do because they were close to the pension age, so they were unemployable. As such, they couldn't make an income and they didn't have a pension anymore.
Can I tell a story?
Sure.
Adriana saw this coming. So she said to a friend of hers, I think you ought to go out and buy a business, a small business.
Buy a little business.
Get into a business because this is coming.
Buy a Xerox machine. Rent a,
open a Xerox
itty bitty tiny place and open a Xerox place.
And the person said, I couldn't do that. I have a degree. I'm not a salesperson. That's solid values level four. I have a degree. By the way, degrees are values level four. Order, sequence, putting people in boxes. Ah, he's not educated. He is. Therefore, he does better. By the way, a lot of values level fours in the world. Values level four still runs the world. But Adriana said to this guy, why don't you go and open up your little store? He said,
because I saw it coming.
I couldn't do that.
I cannot
a lot of
just
people,
sell.
A lot of people in Romania got caught there because they had planned their, imagine planning your whole life to get a plaque on the wall.
And you've got everything planned and you know exactly what's going to happen when you're 50, when you're 60, when you're 70 and so on and so forth.
And all of a sudden
the system collapses.
Boom.
And many people did reorient themselves. They changed and they shifted values levels accordingly. They became entrepreneurs. They moved from values level 4 into 5. But many, many people also reverted back to 3. And for a while, immediately after the collapse of communism in Romania, we had kind of a chaotic situation because there was no law. Everybody thought, now it's freedom. I can do whatever I want. And there was no system in place. So Romania went back to 3 for a while, for almost a year and a half or so. Then it went back to 4 when a new law and a new system has been put in place. A system of taxation, for instance. There was no taxation. There was no income brackets. There was nothing. For instance, if you had borrowed money from the bank, the return would have been you had to pay 85%
interest.
And things like this, absolutely no system in place. So Romania went back to a system, a new system has been put in place, and now it evolves back to values level 5, further to values level 5.
Romania did the transition very nicely.
And they're very successful business people, entrepreneurs.
By the way, you can't get to values level, one more story, you can't get from values level 3 to values level 5. One of the things they tried to do in Los Angeles was to give all the kids who were values level 3 and robbing the other kids of their lunch money, they tried to give them all the opportunity to open a store. But you see, you can't open a store and become an entrepreneur until you create all the things around values level 4. Values level 4 feels very safe.
Because it has a structure.
In the old Western towns, they'd check the gun when you got into the city, or they'd check the guns when you got into the saloon.
So 4 is very useful because it puts in place a structure, an order, a meaning in life.
And you can't go to values level 5 until you go to values level 4 if you're at values level 3. So here come these kids. They give them a business to run, and now they're shooting each other for the money in the business. So what they did to solve the problem was they created schools being a gun-free zone. So like the old saloons, they have metal detectors in the schools now, and you check your guns at the door. There's no problem with carrying. By the way, you can't ask a values level 3 to give up his gun. That's how he's safe. So now they have lockers outside the school and lockers inside the school, and you check your guns before you come in the school, and you go through a metal detector. That's the way you make sure that there's no guns in the school.
if they give up their guns, then they go back in the environment on the street, and that's dangerous.
And they have no guns. It's dangerous for them to do that.
They're going
to
be killed.
So they go through values level 4. Now they feel safe in the school system. Ah, system, that's a values level 4 word. Now they feel safe in education. And then what happens is they transition into values level 5. So we'll actually talk a little bit more about each of these transitions and everything tomorrow. Thanks for listening. I know this was a lot. There will be a lot tomorrow, so be prepared.